Jesus Christ is hope for the hopeless. He is the freedom from bondage. He is eternal purpose in a purposeless world where its occupants say, "Who am I? Why am I here? What is my purpose?" Jesus Christ is the highway of holiness. He is the way of escape. He is the sunlight of life. Have you found this Jesus? Would you like to meet the King of Glory? You can, for today is the day of salvation. Meet the Savior of your soul today. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Now for today's subject. God said, Jeremiah 2:13, "For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water." God said, Proverbs 11:19, "As righteousness tendeth to life, so he that pursueth evil pursueth it to his own death." God said, Psalms 89:16-17, "In thy name shall they rejoice all the day, and in thy righteousness shall they be exalted, for thou art the glory of their strength, and in thy favor our horn shall be exalted." God said, Psalms 63:5-7, "My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips, when I remember thee upon my bed, and meditate on thee in the night watches. Because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice." Man said, "Don't try to stuff your Bible down our throats. We don't need your God." Now the record. All of God's instructions are given for man's edification, and every commandment has inherent within it a blessing or a curse. The obedient inherit the blessing of doing the right thing, and the disobedient the curse. It's just that simple. God declares it in Deuteronomy 30:19, "I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live." God's word is simply the truth, and when one walks contrary to it, he reaps the fruits of doing the wrong thing. It really is just that simple. On the navigation bar on your left, there's a list of four proof categories, one of which is titled God Said, Man Said. This website gets its name from this category. When you click on that link, the words, "The Record," will appear, and the door is open to hundreds of subjects archived in text and streaming audio. These proof subjects differ from the nature of the other subjects available in the other three categories. The difference is defined in the category's name. The first two words, "God said," quote a particular commandment or insight of God from his holy word. The second two words, "Man said," declare how man has disregarded God's instructions. The final two words, "The record," catalog what carnal mind has reaped as a result of his disobedience. All the God said, man said proof categories follow the basic paradigm just outlined, but the God said, man said, the record category documents the colossal devastation caused by man's disobedience to the word of God. This week's subject will just be one more example. This is God said, man said feature article 466. That proves the full veracity of the Word of God. Every Thursday evening, God willing, it grows by one. Welcome to God Said, Man Said. We're so glad you've come. There is a very special euphoria found in childlike faith in the Word of God. This unconditional faith yields a supernatural assurance, producing a spiritual feeling of well-being, relaxation, and happiness. Because carnaldom has rejected this childlike faith in Christ Jesus, he has been forced to seek his well-being, relaxation, and happiness in other places, such as alcohol, drugs, and the pursuit of other hurtful lust. The human body was designed by the Creator to interact with his spirit, and the physical benefits of this interaction are just now beginning to be understood by today's scientific disciplines. This, of course, is just another and another and another certification of the supernatural inerrancy of God's Word. Before we reveal another nugget of God's beautiful design, review this very short list of the fruits of childlike faith. Peruse the corresponding God Said, Man Said features at the end of this article. We encourage you to visit one a day. They're short, but oh so powerful. Your life will be filled with the sparkle of God's beauty. Holy Ghost euphoria, number one. Stress shifting. Mixing God's word with faith brings the believer into a godly, confident rest. Nearly 90% of all visits to the general medical practitioner is estimated to be stress-related. Hebrews 4:2, for unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. Euphoria number two. When fear is replaced with childlike faith and a believer focuses on Philippians 4:8, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. If you do that, you can kiss those panic attacks goodbye. Number three, when hate is replaced with love, many terrible anxieties causing various medical maladies, not to mention violence and death, are averted. Matthew chapter 5, verse 44. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Childlike faith yields childlike love, and that is a very special kind of euphoria. Number four. When you think upon happy and pleasant things, your bone marrow pumps out red and white blood cells prolifically. White blood cells fight disease, and the red ones carry food and oxygen, etc., to the entire body. Proverbs 17:22 says, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones. Euphoria number five. Those who attend church more than once a week live 8 years or 11% longer than the population at large. They are sick less often, and when they are, they recover more quickly. God's word says in Proverbs 11:19, righteousness tendeth to life. Childlike faith in God's word truly yields a spiritual sense of well-being, relaxation, and happiness. Several articles on God Said, Man Said refer to a new research published in 2009 by neuroscientist A. Newberg and therapist M. R. Waldman in their book titled How God Changes Your Brain. Much of the book was a study on meditation and its measurable effects on the human brain. The first record of the word meditate hails all the way back to Genesis chapter 24, verse 63. And Isaac went out to meditate in the field at the eventide, and he lifted up his eyes and saw, and behold, the camels were coming. In the beginning of this feature, Psalm 63, 5 through 7 is quoted, and it reads, my soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. When I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches, because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. Meditating upon God's beauty produces rejoicing, contentment, happiness, a sense of well-being, euphoria. Newberg and Waldman discovered something very surprising about meditation. Experienced meditators who maintain conscious awareness while remaining in a state of complete relaxation, display a 65% increase in dopamine. The following excerpt is from God Changes Your Brain. Dopamine heightens sensory imagery, generates pleasurable experiences, stimulates positive thoughts, increases your sense of well-being, and allows you to feel safe in the world. Even the high that results from cocaine is related directly to the sudden increase of dopamine in the brain. This may explain why some people equate spiritual experiences with drug experiences, since both share common pathways in the brain. End of quote. Carnal men reject this God-created place called euphoria, a place that produces abundant life void of any ill effects, with the devilish substitutes of alcohol, marijuana, heroin, illicit drugs of all sorts, etc. He has rejected life for death. God said, Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 13, for my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed them out cisterns that can hold no water. God said, Proverbs 11:19, as righteousness tendeth to life, so he that pursueth evil pursueth it to his own death. God said, Psalms 89:16-17, in thy name shall they rejoice all the day, and in thy righteousness shall they be exalted. For thou art the glory of their strength, and in thy favor our horn shall be exalted. God said, Psalm 63:5-7, my soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. For I remember thee upon my bed, and meditate on thee in the night watches. Because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. Man said, don't try to stuff your Bible down our throats. We don't need your God. Now you have the record.